Now, UW-Madison's relationship with Indigenous cultures and students has made some progress over the last few decades with new programs like the Our Shared Future Initiative and other collaborations with Wisconsin tribes. One of the people at the center of many of these efforts is retiring at the end of the year and leaving behind a legacy of bringing Indigenous communities together on the Madison campus. Aaron Bird Bear first started working at UW in the year 2000 and became the school's first tribal relations director in 2019. He's retiring January 1st. I talked to him earlier today. Now, you were born, I understand, in New Hampshire. You're enrolled in the three affiliated tribes of the Fort Berthold Reservation, North Dakota. What originally brought you to Wisconsin and to UW-Madison?
There are three groups in the United States that tend to be highly itinerant: the military, the clergy, and academics. And one of my friends that I knew at the University of Washington, Seattle, became a faculty member in the Department of History here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And that faculty member remembered that I worked with Indigenous youth in STEM kind of pre-college programs at the University of Washington and recommended I apply and come to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And thankfully, I was hired back in the year 2000, and I came to UW-Madison to help strengthen the Native American student community in particular in partnership with a history faculty.
Now, when you looked at that community and what kind of things were available here at UW-Madison, what struck you about what was and wasn't available?
Well, there wasn't a strong kind of acknowledgement of the indigeneity of the space itself. There were Native American student groups that had been active since the 1960s, late 60s, early 70s. So there was a Indigenous student presence. And there was also the American Indian Studies program, which offered numerous courses and different types of academic programming, such as the storytelling festival, where they invite Indigenous speakers of their languages to share parts of their culture during the wintertime. And so, but beyond that, there wasn't a lot of real visible kind of Native American presence at the institution, which I found surprising because I'd just come from the University of Washington, Seattle a few years prior, which is one of the leading Research One universities in the United States for engaging Native nations and representing Native American cultures on the campus.
Now, you had this tribal relations director job that was recently created. In a lot of ways, you've been doing that job since you got here. Could you talk about some of the things that you helped establish to fix those absences you saw here?
So I kind of think about the incredible Native American campus community of faculty, staff, and students, and everybody had been chipping in some way to help fulfill the absence of a tribal relations director role or tribal liaison role at this institution. I think back to like the 2008 diversity forum, one of the first diversity forums held on campus, and they wanted the Ho-Chunk Nation to participate, particularly the president of the Ho-Chunk Nation. And they asked people like myself, then a student services coordinator, to arrange the president's participation at these major conferences. Also, you know, the university in designing Day-Job Residence Hall, I was then an assistant dean in the School of Education. They asked me to help facilitate parts of that process as well for kind of the interior design components of Day-Job Hall. So, you know, although we already have full-time jobs on campus, you know, various parts of campus would reach out to us, Indigenous faculty, staff, and student community members, and ask us to help with different kind of projects that intersected with Indigenous nations in some way.
One thing that's involved, I understand, is taking, at this point, hundreds or maybe even thousands of people on tours around campus. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, back in 2003, we created the First Nations Cultural Landscape Tour as a retention vehicle for Native American students at the institution. There's all used to be significant first-year retention challenges for American Indian students, and this tour was designed to highlight how special of a place this is. And so beginning in 2003, we started offering these types of tours. When I went to work in the School of Education in 2008, it became apparent that this tour was also very useful for our pre-service students, pre-service teachers in the teacher education program, to help them fulfill the Act 31 mandate to teach the history, culture, and tribal sovereignty of the Native Nations of Wisconsin at least twice in elementary and at least once in high school. And so we found this tour suddenly had utility beyond just helping Native American students orient themselves to campus. It offered a type of learning, a place-based experiential learning that people found valuable. And so over the years, yeah, we've offered many tours. In the height of pre-pandemic, my colleague Omar Poehler, who's the Indigenous Education Coordinator in the Office of the Provost here at UW-Madison, Omar Poehler and I offered 128 tours in the 2018-2019 academic year. And we don't offer tours when it's cold, so they're kind of crammed into the beginning of the semester.
And now, 2019, you became UW-Madison's first ever Tribal Relations Director. What has that role meant to you?
Well, it's an emerging role in higher education. We're not the first by any means to establish this type of position. University of Washington, Seattle, I mentioned, has had a position similar to this for a long period of time. and started engaging in long-term relationships through memoranda of understanding with the tribal nations of the state of Washington back in the late 90s. So some universities have like a 20-year head start on us in thinking about long-term relationships with Native nations. There are approximately 30 tribal relations, tribal liaison staff across the United States today, with one of the preeminent staff being at the University of Arizona, Dr. Karen Francis Begay, and the role she's done from taking Native American student services and expanding it to these high-level consultancy or guidance positions for university leadership. And so her dissertation just came out this year on the tribal liaison, tribal relations role. And so it's nice to see the University of Wisconsin-Madison better fulfill the Wisconsin idea by liaising with governments in the way it liaises with other governments, say city, state, local governments. We've had a director of federal relations for a long time, a director of state relations, a director of community relations, a director of corporate relations that's now called the Office of Business Engagement. But for whatever reason, there was this kind of lack of understanding of to engage the 12 governments of the Native Nations of Wisconsin, we should have a similar position to fulfill the Wisconsin idea. And so it's really happy to see the university finally understand if it wants to fulfill the Wisconsin idea for all citizens within the state, it needed to have a director of tribal relations to liaise with the tribal governments of the state in the same ways that it liaises with city, state, and federal governments.
Now, as you leave this position and your log time at UW-Madison, if I may ask, what's next for you?
Retirement. That's the exciting part. You know, I've had a lot of pursuits over the years, and one that gave me a lot of spiritual nourishment was snowboarding. I was a skateboarder in the 70s in Colorado and a snowboarder in the 90s and 2000s, both in Colorado here in Wisconsin. And with my knees finally having had three knee surgeries from all my love of snowboarding, surfing is the next board sport that kind of is on my horizon. And I had the fortune of getting to surf in March in Hawaii this year. And it pops break, popular break off of Waikiki, a very kind break. And it's a little far out. It's about, you know, 400, 500-yard paddle off the shore. But when I got there, it was a bunch of 60- and 70-year-old men and a group of young women from Japan. So I knew I was in the bright, bright break, a kind break, a friendly break. And seeing those gentlemen out there, I was like, okay, I want to be you. You're the people I want to become in my retirement life. I just really look to pursuing surfing as much as I can.
Well, happy surfing to you, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, and just a reminder, surfing is an indigenous tradition given to us by the Kingdom of Hawaii and the indigenous inhabitants of that island. And so all these sports, you know, skateboarding, snowboarding, are all derived from the indigenous tradition of surfing. And surfing just keeps you connected to the world, living world around us, and allows us to really enjoy nature in ways that we might not otherwise. And so I'm thankful that these indigenous traditions keep nourishing my spirit as well.
Aaron Bird Bear is the Tribal Relations Director at UW-Madison for another few weeks. He retires at the end of this year. With us today, looking back on his two decades on campus, the progress he's seen over that time.